In various pieces of legislation, notably bills setting defense policy and appropriating money for the military, lawmakers have made their opposition to permanent bases clear. And in its report last year, the bipartisan Iraq Study Group recommended a clear U.S. statement that it would not seek permanent bases or try to control Iraq's oil resources, aimed at creating what the group called a positive climate for diplomatic efforts. The resolution, approved Wednesday by an overwhelming 399-24 vote, sends another signal to President Bush at a time when he already faces intense pressure to move toward a withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq. The resolution's main author, California Democrat Barbara Lee, says it reflects congressional and public unease with what she calls mixed signals from the Bush administration.
The perception that the United States plans to maintain a permanent military presence in Iraq strengthens the insurgency and it fuels the violence against our troops.
As reflected in the vote, Republicans also supported the measure, noting that nothing would prevent the United States from forging future access agreements with the Iraqi government. That was underscored by Florida Republican Ileana Ross-Lehtinen and Duncan Hunter, the former chairman of the House Armed Services Committee.
This legislation before us today does not prohibit the United States from entering into the interoperability agreements that allow the United States and Iraq to share common infrastructure and bases.
The idea that we are going to insist or enforce or unilaterally lodge American troops in Iraq is not something that is contemplated by anybody.
The resolution contains a series of quotes from President Bush and current and former administration officials that Democrats contend demonstrate a lack of clarity on the issue. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi used the opportunity Wednesday to respond to President Bush's remarks the previous day, in which he linked al-Qaeda in Iraq to Osama bin Laden and said those urging a U.S. withdrawal are denying the consequences of such a step.
And this president's statements give great cause for grave concern. And they crystallized why the Congress must continue to pressure the administration to change course in Iraq. Yet again, President Bush mischaracterized the facts on the ground in Iraq and the latest intelligence on the real threat of international Islamic terrorism.
The resolution was the latest legislative move by Democrats after an earlier measure calling for an April 1st target for withdrawing most combat forces and a previous unsuccessful attempt to link a withdrawal timeline with war funding. However, noted war critic and Democrat John Murtha plans to offer an amendment to the 2008 Defense Appropriations Bill, calling for an immediate and orderly redeployment of U.S. troops beginning by the end of this year. Murtha's plan, which would not set any deadline for completing a withdrawal, also calls for the president to give Congress a comprehensive regional stability plan for the Middle East and a detailed description of the projected U.S. military force presence in and around the region for a 5-year period beginning in October. The House is set to debate the defense measure next week, but passage is not expected until after the August summer congressional recess, at which time Congress will also consider another $142 billion for military needs in Iraq and Afghanistan. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.